Acura News. I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Texas makes the first move in a battle over redistricting.
There is a new voting map in Texas. Governor Greg Abbott signed the bill into law.
Texas is now more red in the United States Congress.
The new congressional voting map is designed to help Republicans gain more seats in the 2026 midterms. President Trump has been pushing for the new map. Republicans have a slim majority in the House. Before Texas lawmakers passed their new map, California passed a bill supported by Governor Gavin Newsom, putting before voters a new Democratic-leaning map to counter any gains Republicans could make in Texas. I'm Ed Donahue.
Next up, Missouri. Republican Governor Mike Kehoe calling a special legislative session to redraw that state's U.S. House districts. The announcement came as President Trump continues to urge Republican-led states to reshape their district lines or give the party a better shot at retaining control of Congress in next year's elections. Tariffs remain in place for now, but a federal appeals court has delivered a blow to the president's trade policies.
A federal court has ruled that President Trump wasn't legally allowed to use emergency powers to impose tariffs on almost every nation on earth, but they did not strike down the import taxes immediately, allowing the administration time to take the case to the Supreme Court.
That is correspondent Jennifer King reporting. The president getting mostly positive reviews from D.C. residents over his deployment of the National Guard. Deputy White House Communications Director Alex Pfeiffer says the average American may simply not realize just how out of control crime has become under Democrat leadership in D.C.
D.C. last year, the police, they posted on their social media, you know, tips to avoid carjacking. And it was like, drive in the middle lane. When you're driving, make sure your car doors are locked. I mean, that's dystopian. If the Capitol Police is to tell residents driving tips to avoid carjacking, that's something you'd expect in, you know, Mogadishu.
Pfeiffer interviewed this week by the Salem Radio Network, and this is SRN News. A new warning about digital devices in the classroom.
It comes from the Parents Television and Media Council, and it takes aim at efforts by education leaders to increase the use of laptops, tablets, and AI by students. PTMC spokesman Melissa Henson says, quote, these tools have led to increased distraction, declining core skills, and rampant exposure to harmful content, even on school-issued devices. Common Sense Media reports that over 40% of teens who viewed pornography at school saw it on a school computer. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Religious colleges that require students to sign a statement of faith cannot be excluded from a popular Minnesota program that lets high school students take college courses for credit. That's a ruling from a federal judge tossing a state law that she called an unconstitutional violation of religious freedom. The decision from U.S. District Judge Nancy Brussell is a victory for two religious schools in that state. This is SRN News. A federal appeals court has blocked the administration's plans to end protections for 600,000 people from Venezuela.
The Trump administration announced an end to the temporary protected status that allows eligible Venezuelans to live and work in the U.S. The White House argued that many migrants no longer merit protections. But a three-judge panel of the 9th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals has ruled that the administration acted unlawfully when it rolled back temporary protections, and that Homeland Security Secretary Noem likely lacked authority to cancel the Biden-era decision. Greg Clugston, The White House.
The first game of the first big weekend in college football will look more like what could be the last game of the season, with two big contenders for the championship squaring off today at noon Eastern time as the number one Texas Longhorns take to the road to play at last year's champion Ohio State Buckeyes. They are ranked number 3rd in the nation. More on these stories at SRNNews.com.